welcome everyone to the Shir before Pesach that hopefully will help us prepare for the upcoming Yontif. Today we're going to speak about Matzah Shira. Now, Matzah Shira plays a special role this year because Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and since Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so we are confronted with the problem of how do we eat our Suda Shabbos. Our Suda Shabbos is eaten on Erev Pesach. Matzah we cannot eat because it's usur to eat matzah Erev Pesach min hadin. Many have a minig from Rosh Chodesh, even from Purim. So the only thing we can eat in the morning is chametz. And then we have a problem with chalashudas, because some hold chalashudas must be after chatzais, and we can't eat chametz after chatzais, we can't eat matzah after chatzais. So the Mechaber says, as we will see, that you could use matzah shir. Matzah shir means matzah that was baked not with water, but with juices. That's called matzah shir, and that's what we want to discuss, exactly the halacha of what matzah shir is. However, the Ramah says that we're not noyig to eat matzah shir on Pesach. He says you have to eat vegetables and fruits. That's how you be mekayim your shalashudas. Maybe with knedlach, you can be mekayim your shalashudas if your minig is to eat knedlach. However, the Mishnah Berurah says many hold you need bread to be mekayim shalashudas. So therefore, you can't eat bread after chatzais. No matzah, no chametz. So what we do is divide up the early suda in the morning and eat two sudas. Daven early, as most of us will do. Come home, wash, bench, wait a half hour, take a walk around the block, wash again, and eat the second Suda from chametz, because that is before the Zman Isser chametz. And the Gaon brings from the Zohar that really there's no way to be Mekayim Shalashudas in this Shabbos, because the Zohar held, as the Gaon explains, that Shalashudas must be eaten after chatzais. If you have to eat it after chatzais, what are you going to eat? You don't have any matzah and you don't have any chametz to eat. This is the basic introduction of the problem which we're confronted with this year. However, the Mechaber has no problem, because the Mechaber says you could eat matzah shira. Only Bnei Ashkenaz have a minig not to eat matzah shira. So Bnei Ashkenaz are confronted with a problem. What do you do after chatzais? However, Bnei Svard, who eat matzah shira on Pesach, they can eat shalashudas for matzah shira, because matzah shira really is lechem. If you eat it, you make mezainis, but if you're kaveya suda on it, you make hamoitzi lechem in ha'aretz, because it has the halacha of pas habo b'kisnin. As we know, if you eat enough cake, you also have to wash and bench. Matzah shir has the halacha status of cake, a mezainis roll, which they call mezainis rolls, which are big questions whether they are mezainis rolls. But even if you grant it that they are mezainis rolls, but if you eat them for a suda, you have to make hamoitzi and you have to make birchas hamazon. Matzah shir has that same status. So let's look at the sugya. In Daf Lamed Hey, it says in the Gemara that Reish Lakish says that if a person has dough that was niloisha b'yayim u'shemen u'dvash, ein chayov machi mutza karis. If you eat it, you don't have karis if you eat this isa, which was nischamis. You took flour, you mixed it with wine, dvash, or shemen, with these juices, and it was nischamis. However, says Reish Lakish that the halacha is ein chayov machimutza karis. You don't get karis if you eat. The Gemara explains lamaskana why, because mei peris ein machmitzim. Juices other than water, juices are not machmitz. Kemat ul rishonim are medayik from the lashon of Reish Lakish when he says ein chayov malov karis, but alav you're over. You're over alav, or akapanim and iser, but you don't get karis. The question is, if it's not chametz and you don't get karis, other chametz you eat, you get karis. What is the yisr? Explains the Rishonim that matzah ashira, which we refer to it as, which means isa, which doesn't have water but has juices, is chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha simply means chametz ra. It's not nischametz lagamre. It doesn't become totally chametz. So therefore, the Gemara darshins in the third parak, kol machmetz lo yisechelu, that if you eat chametz nuksha, you're over a lav, but there is no karis. This is what Reish Lakish says. Reish Lakish teaches us that matzah ashira, which means flour with juices, do not become chametz for karis, but they become chametz for an iser lav. Most Rishonim learn, we can't go through all the Gemaras, it's not possible, but Taisus brings a Gemara later that says that Matzo Ashira, which means chametz from May Peris, you're permitted to eat on Pesach. And here it says you don't have kares, but you're over allowed. Taisus asks the steer. Taisus says you must be machalik, and the Rif agrees with Taisus, and Rav Rishonim hold this way, that matzah ashira, or chametz, which has other liquids, when is it usher? Only if there's some water. If there's no water, then it's not usher at all. It's a machmetz. So therefore, if you have flour and you put water and juices in it, then it's mischametz. It's not karis, but it's a lav. And that's what Rish Lakish said here. Ein by karis, ava yesh by lav. However, if you put only juices in it, it'll never become chametz, and you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. That's the sheet of Rav Rishonim, and that's the sheet that the Mechaber follows. The Ramah essentially follows that sheetah because he says a chayla zakim is permitted to eat matzah shira on Pesach. He won't allow you to eat it on Pesach if really there's a lav, it's a chashash lav, it's not sakanas nefashis. The teretz is the Ramah also follows the Mechaber sheetah that chametz is only with water and juices. Juices alone, there's no chametz whatsoever. But l'chatchili is chayshish for the shita, which is shita's rashi, that if you have no water, it also becomes chametz nuksha. So here we have a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says it's chametz nuksha with water, without water it's mutter to eat. The Ramah essentially agrees with the Mechaber, but the minhag Ashkenaz is not to eat it out of a chshash for rashi shita. And the Vilna Gaon is mice of another chshash from Rishonim, that maybe even though you only have juices, a little bit of water fell in, that's a chashash that could happen in the kitchen. For these reasons, the minig is not to eat matzah shira, even though there is no water. These are the two sheets. Now, let's just speak a little bit halacha before we get into the lumdus of the sugya and the understanding. This Erev Pesach is Shabbos. One of the options to eat is matzah shira. So for Bnei Svar, there's no problem. Eat your matzah shira gesunta heit, and you can even eat it until the 10th hour when we don't eat because we're afraid we'll fill ourselves up and we won't eat the Seder B'tei Oven. But as far as the Isser Achila goes of chametz, there's no problem. You could eat matzah shira because there is no chash that it's chametz if there is no water there. Now all the matzah shira which they sell in the store, I would assume confidently, if it has a hechsher of any reliability, it has no water whatsoever in it. If there's water, then they wouldn't produce matzah shira. All the matzah shira, the egg matzahs they call it, the egg matzahs, some have eggs, some have juices, some have juices and eggs. All these matzah shiras are without water, and therefore, according to the Bnei Svar, there's no problem eating it Erev Pesach. You're going to tell me there's a problem eating it Erev Pesach because we don't eat matzah Erev Pesach. We don't eat matzah Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi prohibits us to eat matzah Erev Pesach. We know. Says Taisus, Rabbeinu Tam, that the only type of matzah we are prohibited to eat Erev Pesach is the matzah we can be yaitzi yidei chavasa at night. However, matzah ashira, you can't be yaitzi yidei chavasa at night. Why? Because the Torah says, lechem oini, without a vav, means lechem oni. It has to have only water. If there's any juices in it, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah at night. So the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is, which the Ramah endorses, that the issur of eating matzah Erev Pesach is only matzah that you can be yaitzi yidei chavasa at night. The matzah you can't be yaitzi yidei chavasa at night, you could eat Erev Pesach, which includes matzah shira. It happens that the Vilna Gaon is chaylik on Rabbeinu Tam, and the Vilna Gaon writes that you can't eat any matzah Erev Pesach, even if it is a matzah you can't be yaitzi at night. And he has his cheshbon, it's not tzenigeya. But al kopanim, Rav Paiskim, even though the Vilna Gaon is brought down in the Chofetz Chaim Sefer, in the Shaar Tzion, but Rav Paiskim hold that the Isser is only to eat matzah which you could be yaitzeh at night. Now that's a tremendous Isser for Bnei Svard. But for Bnei Ashkenaz, we don't eat matzah shira because we're chayshish for Rashi Shita, that even without water it's nischametz. Comes along the Noid of Yehuda, and the Noid of Yehuda says that it's a tmiya on the Ramah that the Ramah didn't allow us to eat matzah shira of Pesach. You tell me, we are matzah shira of Pesach. Erev Pesach. He says, you tell me the Ramah says that you can't eat matzah shira on Pesach because we're chayshish for Rashi Shita that without water it's also this chametz. He says, what type of chametz is it? Chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is no karis. If chametz nuksha is no karis, when the Torah is marbe chometz nuksha, it was only marbit for Pesach itself. Where do you see it was marbit for Erev Pesach? Where do you see it was marbit for Erev Pesach? We know that Erev Pesach, chometz is aser, we have a special pasuk. That's talking about chometz gomer, not chometz nuksha. So really the Ramah, he says the night of Yudah, he doesn't understand the Ramah, but he says the Ramah was the Reish HaMairim, and he prohibited it. He said you can't eat it. He says you cannot eat matzah shir Erev Pesach out of consideration for Rashi Shita. And he's marach a lot. But he says, till chatzais, you definitely could eat it. You could eat matzah shira till chatzais. This is the Shita of the Noidib Yudah. Now you have to understand that even though we would be chaylak in the Noidib Yudah and we'd say matzah, chometz nukshah, zoser Erev Pesach, matzah shira is only a chash that it's chometz nukshah. Tremendous chumrah that we don't eat matzah shira Erev Pesach. And the Noidib Yudah says, after chatzais, okay, you can't dispute the Ramah, but till chatzais, he says he has no problem if a person eats matzah ashira. The Aruch HaShulchan says something amazing. Well, that has to do with the Gemara, because if it's nischametz, it's nischametz meyer. So even though you're right, if you bake it quickly, it could be you'll prevent the nischametz meyer. But since we don't know the shear, we're noig not to do it. And also, I suspect the matzah shear they sell in the store, they don't really bake it right away. But in Hochinam, if you bake it right away, that would be another sniff that you should be able to eat it al kaponim Erev Pesach. You're 100% right. But the Gemara says matzah shear is nischametz very quickly. One mandorma says yisarif miyad. One says you have to bake it miyad. Now, Doruch HaShulchan says, look at Doruch HaShulchan. He knows no Makairis, he doesn't mention Noidib Yudah. He says, the Ramah says that we who are not Noig, the Matzah Shira, have to be Makayim Shalashudis in the morning because we can't eat Matzah Shira. Doruch HaShulchan says, he can't eat Matzah Shira of Pesach? Why not? He says, you know what the Ramah means? We who don't eat matzah shira on Pesach, therefore we don't bake matzah shira. And we're not just going to bother to bake it for Erev Pesach, so therefore we don't have it. So therefore, we can't eat matzah shira, Erev Pesach, Rishala Shudis. But not that there's a halacha reason not to eat it. But if you have matzah shira, you can eat it Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's what Aruch HaShulchan takes to Ramah, because he had no understanding why you can't eat matzah shira, Erev Pesach. Again, it's only chometz nuksha. No, he just says chometz nuksha is not aser Erev Pesach. And even if you tell me chometz nuksha is Osir Erev Pesach, it's most probably Rabbanim. And even if you tell me Chometz Nuksha is Osir Rabbanim, which of course we have to be Mekayim, who says this is Chometz Nuksha? It's only Rashi Shita, which were Machmer L'chatchila for someone who has no necessity. So with all these things together, the Aruch HaShulchan had no understanding why you can't eat Matzah Ashira after Chatzais. L'maisa, the Minhag HaOlam, is not to eat Matzah Ashira after Chatzais. That is the Minhag HaOlam. And even the Noidib Yudah says, the Reish HaMairim said it, you know, maybe if you're an Einikul Noidib Yudah, you can be Meikul, and you follow Noidib Yudah in everything. But L'maisa, Noidib Yudah himself says, it's hard to be Meikul against the Reish HaMairim, but he says, till Chatzais, yeah. But Rav Moshe and the Rav Shulchan Aruch say clearly, when the Iser Chometz is upon us, then we shouldn't eat Matzah Shira. They're not willing to bend and allow us to eat matzah shira later than the Zman Isser Chomich, which is 10:14. When my Shverzel Zayin Gezunt was with me many years ago, it happened to be Erev Shabbos, and it was Erev Pesach, which was a Shabbos, you know, when we had our matzah shira, because matzah shira is something good to have in the house anyway. For children, you don't have to worry about the crumbs, because even though we don't eat matzah shira, we keep it in the house. We're not chayshis so far for Shitas Rashi that if you have matzah shira in the house, you're over an isser of having chometz. We only don't eat it. And we were rushing to finish by 10:15 and everything, and he was just eating relaxed and eating his matzah shira past the zman isser chometz. He says, the Noidib Yudah, the HaShulchan, he says, how much you have to be machmer and deprive yourself of Oynik Shabbos? I can't tell you to do that, because mainstream poskim say that you have to stop by the zman isser chometz. But one thing I'll tell you, and presumably no one will have tinus on me if I tell you this, and you don't have to conduct yourself that way, so you don't have to have tinus on me even if I say it. If you look on the calendar and you know a little bit about Zmanim, the Zman Isser Chometz on this computer is the same as Zman Tefillin, which is 10:18, right? When is the Zman Isser Chometz on all calendars? 10:18, right? 10:18, Zman Tefillin is the Zman Isser Chometz, correct? 4 hours into the day. Whose Shita is that? We all know that's the Magen Avraham Shita, which many of us, maybe wrongfully, but many of us are not machmer when it comes to Zman Kriyishma. All of a sudden, for Nisa Drabanan, Erev Pesach, we stop eating chametz according to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham Shita is not the main Shita in Halacha. The Goyin Shita is the main Halacha. And according to the Goyin, you have till 10:40. You have till 10:40. So if you eat your matzah shir till 10:40. I'm not telling you to do it, but I may do it, because you have so many Shitas, and you have to eat the Suda Shabbos, and you have Oedek Shabbos. I don't think it is gefelich if you make that concession, because you're not making the concession just to your tithe, you're making your concession to Oedek Shabbos. Oedek Shabbos, you have to eat your Suda. Akoponim, this is more or less the halacha discussion of what you do with matzah shir. It's Rashi Shita we're concerned with. According to the Shita of Rav Rishayim, you have to have water. Now let's go a step further to discuss matzah shir. The Gemara says you could be only be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah if you have the five grains: wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. The matzah has to be baked from the five grains. If it's not from the five grains, you can't be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah. The Gemara says, why can't you be yaitza with iris, which will translate as rice? Some translate it differently. Most say it's rice. Because it says in the pasuk, "Lo seichlo of chametz shivas yamim toichlo of matzahs." Dvarim haboyl dechimetz adam yotze bohem yidei chavatzah b'matzah. Yotzu elu shein boyl dechimetz elu deisirchet. The Torah says, "Don't eat chametz. 7 days eat matzah lechemayim." So the Gemara darshins something that comes lidei chimetz can be used to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Something that doesn't come l'day chimutz cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah. Rice doesn't come l'day chimutz, it comes l'day sirchut. Sirchut means it's not nischametz, it doesn't become fermented in a normal way, it gets spoiled. Yerushalmi says, but kunu, the Chazal went and they did a study, and they found that rice is not nischametz, whatever that means, it's masriach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri did an independent study. He says rice is nischametz. And since rice is lechametz, you can have rice matzah and be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with rice, and we obviously paskin like the rabbanim. Now, you can have a basic hakira here, which we'll see is really very negei lemaisa, or somewhat negei lemaisa. When the Gemara says, lo seichel av chametz shivas yomim toichel matzahs, don't eat chametz, 7 days you should eat matzah, dover haboli de chimetz, osam adam yotzi de chavasu apesach, you can learn simply that Isa has to have the ability to become chametz, right? Let's say, and I'll tell you how you could do it, you'd have rice that becomes chametz. Could you use rice for Pesach? You have a rice that could become chametz. It fulfills the requirement of the pasuk, and I'll tell you a case where you could have it. If you take rice flour, and you mix it with wheat flour, says the Rush in Challah, according to the Yerushalmi and his understanding, that the rice part of that mixture becomes chametz. See, here you have rice that becomes chametz. Therefore, the Rush says, it's a complicated Rush, that you can eat that for matzah. A kezayis consisting of 20% wheat and 80% rice. The rice is nischametz. The rice will become chametz then. Says the Rush, you can eat a kezayis of that mixture and be yaitz in the mitzvah matzah, because the whole sarin is it's like boi dei chimutz. This is ba lidei chimutz. That's what the Rush says. The Rush is complicated. It's not so simple, but to present and to understand this side of the chakir. Yeah. Well, that's the other side. This is the first side of the chakir. I don't know if that's pashtus. I don't know if I can agree with you. I agree with half your statement. It could mean the min. Alternatively, you could learn, like Reb Aaron is saying, that the Torah doesn't mean to say any type of food that could be nischametz you could use for matzah, which means to say you have a kuntz and you can make the rice being mechametz, you could use it for matzah. The Torah tells us you need the min of wheat or barley and the subminim of spelt rye and oats. So even if you make a kuntz and you're going to make rice being nischametz, it's not going to help you at all. The halacha would be that you cannot be yaitza the mitzah of matzah with rice, because the Torah only meant to reveal to you what type of min you mean. It doesn't mean you actually need that it should be nischametz or not nischametz. And I would go a step further. Well, I think it's true. It's not only telling you here a halacha what min you need, but the Torah is telling you here something very important, that the only way you can have lechem is from the five grains, and rice is not lechem. So it's really not a halacha miyuchad in the mitzvah of matzah, but it's a halacha in what the Torah defines as lechem. That's what the pasuk means. Where do I see this? Challah, you can't have challah from rice. Why? because you learn out lechem lechem for matzah. We make hamaitzi lechem in aretz on grains. We don't make hamaitzi lechem in aretz on rice. Why? Because we learn out from matzah exactly what the definition of lechem is. Someone asked Akasha, if you learn out lechem lechem from challah to matzah, why don't we say that if you have juices together with flour and you produce lechem ashira, you shouldn't be chayiv challah because you're not yais in the midst of matzah with matzah ashira. You have to have matzah that only has water. So someone asked Akasha, learn out challah. If you can't, and learn out, you don't make hamaitzi. Do you make maitzi if you have flour together with juices? Of course you do. Your kaveya suda, you make hamaitzi. Let's say you make a cake with no water and you mix in juices. Do you take challah? Sure, you take challah. There's a sheet, there's a rush, there's another cheshbon. But pasha zavada, you take challah. Because that's called lechem. That's called lechem. But why don't you learn out from matzah that just like you're not yaitza matzah with juices, you don't take challah and you don't make hamaitzi similar to rice? The teretz is, you don't learn out halachas that are miyuchin in matzah. Matzah has its own Torah. Matzah is a mitzvah of matzah. The only thing we learn out from matzah is what's considered lechem. That's global. If it's considered lechem for matzah, it's considered lechem for challah, it's considered lechem for hamaitzi. When you have juices, you can be yaitzah the mitzvah of challah, you make hamaitzi. Matzah, you can't be yaitzah because there's another halacha of lechem oini, halacha miyuchin in the mitzvah of matzah. But when you have something from rice, that's not only a chsarin in the mitzvah of matzah. The reason why you can't be yaitz in the mitzvah of matzah, because it's not lechem, it's not bread. That we export to challah, and we export to hamaitzi lechem and aretz, that you can't make hamaitzi lechem if by matzah it says it's not lechem. So what we have here is a chakira, how exactly we learn the hekesh of loisaychel of chametz, shivasham teichel of matzahs. Is it totally and practically whether it could be nischametz, or the Torah's Megala, what min you eat, or as I've been mice of not only what min you eat, but the Torah is being marba that you have to have lechem. It has to be lechem. The five grains produce lechem. From rice or anything else, you can't produce lechem. Now this chakira pashtus is a machloikis in the Rishayim. You might say pashtus because everything you could go a little deeper in and see it's not so pashtus, but pashtus, it's a machloikis Rishayim. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi produced matzah shira on Pesach. And the reason why he couldn't use it for the first night of the Seder, because it wasn't lechemaini. It wasn't lechemaini. Says the Ramban, that he must have had water there. Why? Because if he had no water together with the juices, it can't come lidei chimutz. So why do you have to tell me you can't be yaitz in the mitzvah at night? Because it's not lechem oini. Say if there's no water, like I mentioned, Rav Yishayim Ha, without water it doesn't become chametz. Why doesn't he say it's not bar lidei chimutz? Here we have the Ramban saying clearly that I have wheat, I have the min, I have everything, and it could become dei chimutz, but it didn't become chimutz in this particular case because there's no water. He's saying there's a sarin of ba lidei chimutz. Says the Ran in Chidushim, what's the Ramban talking about? There's no water, it can't come lidei chimutz, but there's no sarin of ba lidei chimutz because it's a min that could come lidei chimutz. It's the min that can become lidei chimutz. Therefore, since it's the min that come lidei chimutz, if not for the din of lechem oini, I won't be yaitza the mitzvah night. This is, so we see clearly, a machlokes HaRishayim. Now, somebody showed me, verbally, he read it over the phone to me, that someone made a tois, and now the Oil of Paskim, they made a tois. If you want to be machmer, when it comes to Pesach, we have extraordinary chumras. I just showed you on the clock, we're machmer like the Magen Avraham, and we know we have tremendous chumras. Like, let me ask the Oil of this, maybe they could enlighten me. Many of us here don't eat gebrucks, right? If your matzah falls in water, you don't eat it, correct? Many don't have that many. Many have, probably most of the Oil here has that many. What happens if it falls in juices? Do you eat it or not? So I had an Eidim of mine, he was over me, and fell in juice, and he says, ah, I don't eat gebrucks. I tell him, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, ein peiros, ein machmitzim. Juice can't be machmitz. So you're machmer like Shitas Rashi, that mei peiros is machmitz, which is a Shitas Tchuyin Halacha, so much for the chumr of gebrucks. He says, yeah, what can I do? Okay, sure.
But I'm worried that the juice wasn't pure juice.
No, in the case where it's pure juice, in Okinami, they have reconstituted juice, this, right, there's a whole problem halacha that if you take the water and you put it in, maybe it's mayim. But let's say in the case where it's pure juice, maybe the oil was machmer also. It's a tremendous chumrah, because really the whole chumrah of gebrucks, everyone agrees is a chumrah, but it's a chumrah from Avoseinu. It's a chumrah from our grandfathers. We keep it. we keep it. I mean, I personally don't keep it because my father is a father learned in the Mir. He went through a Shinui Hamakom from Ger to Mir, and that took away the Chumrah of Gebrucks. You know, all they have is rice over there in China, so they probably, someone once told me, I don't know if it's true, that the matzahs in Shanghai were partly rice with this Yerushalmi. That the rice was nischametz like those shittas because they didn't have so much grain. But in any event, it's a tremendous chumrah, that if the matzah falls into May Paris, that's also something we're worried about. If you have that chumrah, fine, we're machmer tremendous, fine, no problem if you have a kabbalah that you're machmer, even in such a case, but it is a tremendous chumrah. So somebody told me that he saw something in publication. The Rambam shita is, that even though you can't be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah, lel pesach, with matzah shira, but matzah shira is only with shemen, dvash, yayin, and chol. But if you produce matzah with apple juice, for instance, you can be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah, lel pesach. If that is true, erev pesach, you can't eat matzah that you can be yoyser the mitzvah matzah with, right? Erev Pesach, he can't eat matzah that you'll be yoyser the mitzvah matzah with. So therefore he says he doesn't want to eat matzah shira even in the morning before the Yisr Chometz, because we only eat matzah shira based on Rabbeinu Tam, that you could eat matzah that you can't be yoyser the mitzvah matzah at night. But if you have matzah that you can't be yoyser the mitzvah at night, you can eat that matzah, which is matzah shira, but according to the Rambam, matzah shira is only yayin shemen dvash and chola. If you have juices, you can be yaitz in the mitzvah night. That's not matzah shira. So therefore he says he's refraining from eating matzah shira or Pesach even before the Zman Yisr Chometz. I told him that's also a chumrah. Why? Because even according to the Rambam, it's not matzah shira, but it has to boil lidei chimutz. If there's no water, it's not boil lidei chimutz. The only thing is you'll be machmer that the din of boil lidei chimutz, is not a din in lamaisa, it's a din in the min. So therefore, even though this is not matzah shira, but maybe this is called the min is boli dechimitz. It should be totally the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. But it's also a phenomenal chumrah if you chayshev the Rambam shita, and the Magen Mishnah says clearly in the Rambam holds you can only eat the mitzvah of matzah with juices if you have water. He says v'nochenhu, because without water, good, it's not matzah shira. But you need the halacha of boli dechimitz because he favors the pshat. The boli dechimitz means that a pile of the isa has to be boli dechimitz, and it's not sufficient that the min is a min that's boli dechimitz. Now, let's go a step further with matzah shira. You talk about matzah shira, you have to talk about the Maral. Because the Maral has his famous shita on matzah shira, the Maral. The Maral says that to him it's a davar pashut, that even though you can't have matzah shira b'lel seder, but it doesn't mean you're not mekayim the mitzvah of be'erev toichlu matzahs. Be'erev toichlu matzahs doesn't breathe a word about matzah shira. Even if you have matzah shira, you can be mekayim the mitzvah be'erev toichlu matzahs. There's another mitzvah, lechem oini, that you have to have lechem that only has water, and if it has juices, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah of lechem oini. But the mitzvah be'erev toichlu matzahs, that mitzvah stands on its own feet, and you're mekayim the mitzvah be'erev toichlu matzahs, even though you have matzah shira. That is the Maral shita in his Agadah, his Marat. Prima Gadim says it, I'm not sure if he says it, b'shem Maral, not shem Maral, but he says also the same svar. So before we look into the Maral, so let me ask you a question. According to the Maral, could you eat matzah shira erev Pesach because matzah shira, you could be yoytze the mitzvah of erev teichlu matzahs? Not like we poshut learn that you're not yoytze any mitzvah if it's matzah shira, but according to the Maral, you can be yoytze the mitzvah of erev teichlu matzahs. So let me ask you a question. Can you eat matzah shira erev Pesach? What would the Olam say? No?
Yeah. With water or without water?
With water or without water? Oh, he's like, yes or no? If you hold that it's totally in becoming chometz b'payol, so this can become b'chometz. This cannot, without water, cannot become chometz b'payol. So you can't be yaitzah the mitzvah b'erev teichlu matzahs because it's not ba lidei chimutz. But if you learn it's totally in the min, even though it can't become chametz b'payil, but it's the min that can become chametz b'payil, then it would come out that you can't eat matzah shira even without water erev Pesach. It so happens the Maral himself says that if you have no water in it, you can eat erev Pesach, because Rabbeinu Tam ate it, and he doesn't want to say Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik on his sheet. So even you're machmer like the Maral, but still, if you have no water in it, it's not ba lidei chimutz, because the Maral favors that pshat, it has to become ba lidei chimutz bepoil. So here we have also a shail in this thing.
Ba lidei chimutz nuksha is not enough?
A father.
It is?
Yeah.
Would be enough.
A father does.
So even without water. So even without water.
Only the Rashi Shita. We're not Machlag Rashi. We got me that is, sir. Yeah. The Moral Rebbe Lepam wasn't Machlag Rashi. You have to say Bolei Chomis Nukshis enough. Because the whole Gemara said, may pay us. It's not Lechem Oni. You want to be the Chsarim of... They say chametz nukshes of the mitzchirich is niskasha. The chur chametz nukshes maybe is only drabbanan. How do you know? But lemaisa chametz nukshes we have to say is enough. Now this is the Moral sheet. Now there's one kasha on the Moral. The Magen Avraham says. That makes the Moral so schwer. So schwer.
No.
Yeah.
When would the Moral's chiddush be relevant? Because without mayim, you're not allowed to eat it.
The halacha is with mayim, if you bake it in the yard, you can eat it.
You
can eat it. You're not supposed to do it, but if you're oifim miyad, you can do it. We paskin, like the Tanoim who say, afiyah miyad. Right. And the Mishnah brings it down. Even B'nai Ashkenaz. Even B'nai Ashkenaz. Chayil b'zaken, if you're oifim miyad, you can eat it. Comes along the Magen Avraham, he says, the Moral is so schwer, we can't take the Moral sheet into consideration. The Gemara says that if you bake matzah or lechem for a carbon, the halacha is, you are not yaitzah, the mitzvah of the Erev Teichel Matzahs. Why? Because it has to be mishtamer for matzah's mitzvah alone, and it can't be mishtamer for matzah's carbon. So if you have a matzah, the Gemara says from Rekike Toida, or you have a matzah from Rekike Nozer, Chalas Toida, these were matzahs, you can't be yaitzah because it's a shmartim is ha-matzahs. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah, yotzu shem mishtameres l'shem matzah, el l'shem sefach. It seems you can't have two kavanas, right? So if I have matzah from my Toida, I can't eat it at the Seder at night. It's not l'shma. Comes along the Gemara and asks Akasha, do you know that karbonis had shemen in it? It had shemen in it. So it's matzah shira. What is Rav after mechadish? It's not l'shma. A ganz alum that said if you watch it for a mitzvah of carbon, it's chaser in shmira l'shem matzah. Why can't Rav say it's chaser in matzah shira? It's matzah shira. It has shemen in it. What do you have to come to any reasons? That's what the Gemara asks. Frak the Magen Avraham. What are you talking about? Matzah shira. You yaitz b'yevet, the Moral says. If it's not l'shma, it's a makiv in the mitzvah. So why should the Gemara, why should Rava suggest the reason that's only l'chatchila, and I could be yaitzev in the ed with matzah shira? It makes more sense if he mentions a reason, that's makiv. If he would say it's matzah shira, you know what you would do? If he would say it's matzah shira, you know what you would do? If he had nothing else, you would eat it. That's what the Moral did in his Seder. He used to eat matzah shira if he didn't have regular matzah. So why should Rava say that reason? He says a reason, that's makiv. Yes, sir. Oh. Our Baron's saying, oh, so this is what I want to say. I want to answer the Moral with a shaila. How did you understand the Moral? I've asked around, and many have said they understand it this way also. I thought maybe it was a chiddush. The Moral says, if you have matzah shira, you yaitzah the mitzvah of the Erev Teichel Matzahs, right? Ayitz is lechem ayini. That's a mitzvah, but the Erev Teichel Matzahs doesn't require lechem ayini. Let's say you had matzah shira, and you were Makayim Erev Teichel Matzahs. Can you eat another matzah without juice to be Makayim the mitzvah of Lechem Ayini? Could you separate the mitzvah of Lechem Ayini from the mitzvah of Erev Teichel Matzahs? Because you could learn the Moral meant to say, the Erev Teichel Matzahs is one mitzvah. When you Makayim the Erev Teichel Matzahs, if you eat Lechem Ayini, you're Makayim another mitzvah, but it's only together with the mitzvah of Erev Teichel Matzahs. Or could you separate them? Be Makayim with this egg matzah, the dinner of Teichel Matzahs, and be Makayim with Lechem Oini, the mitzvah of Lechem Oini. Could you divide it and be Makayim the mitzvah separately? Or do you say the mitzvah of Lechem Oini, even though it's not Ma'akiv in Be'er of Teichel Matzahs, but it's a Hisafa in the mitzvah of Be'er of Teichel Matzahs? Or you could clarify what the Moral meant. A little raya I have to the Moral, little raya, to this shaila in the Moral. We know when we're going to take our matzahs in our hand and we're going to say, "Asher kedishanu b'mitzvah tzivon achilas matzah." Right after a mitzvah lechem menorah, we have two, we have three. We drop the bottom one. You know, we have a whole seder over there, and we have to eat two kezesim. And why you eat two kezesim is a puzzle by many mefarshim. Said some of the mefarshim, you know why you eat two kezesim? I said al achilas matzah. Where does al achilas matzah go on? Goes on the prusa. No. Some rishonim say it goes on the shleima. If it goes in the shleima, what do you need the prusa for? to be Mekayim Lechemayni. So I make Hamaitzi on the Prusa to be Mekayim Lechemayni, and I make Alachilas Matzah on the Shleima to be Mekayim Alachilas Matzah. Pilei Ployim. Lechemayni should be Niskayim in the Matzah Shel Mitzvah. It would seem from these Rishonim that they're happy to divide the Lechem Ayini from the Alachilas Matzah. The Alachilas Matzah on Mekayim in the Shleima, a Hidr, Favas Nisht, and then there's a din of Lechem Ayini, which on Mekayim in a Prusa. So it seems that you could be Mechalik these two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Berav Teichlu Matzahs is one mitzvah, and there's a separate mitzvah of Lechem Ayini that you can be Mekayim even if you're not being Mekayim the mitzvah of the Erev Teichlu Matzahs. If you say like that, you can answer the Kasha a little bit. There's one mission that speaks about the mitzvah of matzah in the Parakosha. And it says, you yaitze the mitzvah of matzah with the five species of grains. According to the Maral, it means you yaitze the mitzvah, obviously, of Berav Teichlu Matzahs and the mitzvah of Lechem Ayini. There's only one mission. The next mission is talking about Marah already. So therefore, when the mission says you're not yaitze, it meant you're not yaitze both mitzvahs or you're not yaitze one mitzvah. So comes along Rav and says, the reason why you're not yaitze, if you eat a carbon for matzah, you're not yaitze the mitzvah because it's not lishma. Frakta Gemara, where does it say Lashma in the Torah? Right next to the din of Berav Teichlu Matzahs. It says Lashmatim is Hamatzahs. Maybe a pasuk later, Berav Teichlu Matzahs. So we know that you have to have Lashay Matzahs Mitzvah. Where does it say Lechem Ayini in Dvarim? Lechem Ayini needs that there shouldn't be juices there. But who says it has to be Lashma? Who says that Lashma? That second mitzvah doesn't require Lashma. So therefore, Rav is asking very good. The Gemara is asking very good on Rav. He says, Rav, why did you say that? Why did you say you're not yaitz in the Mishnah if you eat a carbon? Because it's not l'shma, and meaning to say you're not yaitz in the mitzvah of Erev Teichlu Matzahs. Why do you say simply, if it's matzah shira, you're not yaitz the mitzvah of Lechem Ayini? It's also a mitzvah, just like the mitzvah of Erev Teichlu Matzahs. Who told you the Mishnah is talking about this mitzvah? Maybe the mitzvah that the Mishnah is talking about this mitzvah. Until the Gemara gave a teretz, it's such a small amount of shemen, it's still called Lechem Ayini. If you learn one mitzvah depends on the other mitzvah, like I was chayker in the Maral, then you can't say this teretz, because if you're not yaitz of Erev Teichlu Matzahs, you can't be yaitz of the haysafa of Lechem Ayini. But the way I'm telling you, it's two separate mitzvahs. You can be kind one mitzvah without the other mitzvah. You can eat matzah shir and then later eat Lechem Ayini. So the Gemara is asking Kasha, Rava, who told you to be mechadish this halacha? Why don't you say simply that there is one, that the Mishnah when says you're not yaitza the Erev Teichlu Matzahs, the Mishnah is not talking about that mitzvah. The mitzvah is talking about Lechem Ayini, and say you can't be yaitza with Rekinke Nazar and Chalos Taida because it's not Lechem Ayini. If you say like this, I think you fanfare the very, very shver Maral. Now, let me just be messiah with one halachadik on the Haggadah. This, I hope the Eilam understands. Matzah shir has some meaning this year. I happen to think it is a tremendous food to use Erev Pesach, especially with children kind of are running around, and you get it all over the house. You know, matzah shira, you don't eat after the Zman Chometz, whenever that may be, but surely you keep it in your house, and therefore you're not over Nisr. Let me ask the Eilam HaShaila. It says, V'gadat l'bincha, right? There's a halacha that you have to tell your child the Haggadah. There's a mission in Kedushin that says that these are the mitzvahs of Haben al Ha'av. You have to mal your child. You have to teach your child Torah. You have to be part of your child. Why does it mention in that Mishnah, V'gadat l'bincha? Why does it mention that Mishnah, V'gadat l'bincha? You think it's a Shiloh? Why does it mention the Mishnah, V'gadat l'bincha? No. That's also a mitzvah bin Haben al Ha'av. So I heard a teretz once, or I saw a teretz once from Rabbi David Soloveitchik. I'll tell you over how he says it, and then I'll be masbered a little bit the way I understand it. Maybe he didn't mean it this way. He says, the mitzvahs haben al ha'av mean, who needs the mila, the child? Who needs the tayrin, the child? Who needs the pidyon, the child? But the Torah placed the achrayus on the father. The child's too young. He can't be mal himself. When he comes to our mitzvah, maybe there's no mitzvah anymore on the father, because it already passed the time that he can't do it himself. The mitzvah v'gadat l'bincha is not for the child, it's for the father. It's for the father. That's a tzuris ha-mitzvah. The father has to teach Yetzias Mitzrayim and teach Emunah to the children. That is a mitzvah which the father has, not because the child needs to know the story. The child could be even smarter than the father. What happens if a child is high giver to father? Is it still a mitzvah v'gadat l'bincha, or would it be higadat l'avicha? Probably it'll still be higadat l'bincha, no? Surely you don't have to teach Torah to your son if he's greater than you. It's a waste of time. But when it comes to the God of Labincha, you have to teach your son, even though he's bigger than the father, because it's the father's benefit. And let me just explain it a little bit further.
There's a din in Shulchan Aruch that says you have to teach your son Torah, you have to teach your grandson Torah. V'loy ben b'noy bovad, ela filu ben chaveri. You have to teach every ben in Klal Yisrael Torah. So I heard once, I looked in the Gaon, I heard from the Seder of Chaim Lekovsky, Zechayim Lerucha. He says, the Gaon says, why do you have to teach everyone son Torah? You teach your son, your grandson. Mitamul, you got to teach everyone son Torah. He says, l'haysiv chachma al chachmasai. As it says in Pirkei Avos, umetamida yaisim akulam. So it comes out, the chiyuv to your son and the chiyuv to your grandson is a chiyuv that your son has to know Torah, and the responsibility was placed on you to teach him Torah. When it comes to Ben Chaverai, it's not that you're responsible for Ben Chaverai. I mean, there is a responsibility for every yid, but in this mitzvah, what the Rambam's talking about is not because it's a responsibility on a person for a Ben Chaverai. But it's his responsibility that he should become the maximum Talmud Chacham he can become. And the halacha is mitamida yaisim mekulam. And we know, we pasken like a bezin that's gadol b'chacham u'b'minyan. What's b'minyan mean? B'chacham we understand. Why do we pasken like a bezin that's gadol b'minyan? Minyan mean that has more talmidim, according to some rishonim, which means to say mitamida yaisim mekulam. So therefore, the halacha is you pay for your son, you pay for your grandson, you don't pay for ben chaver. Why not? I did a chiyuv to teach ben chaver. The teretz is mitamida yaisim mekulam. You won't achieve if you pay for ben chaver. You have to be the rebbe himself. You can't just be a proxy Rebbe and expect the benefit. So really the mitzvah v'gadol bincha is not in the Mishnah of Kedushin. You know why not? Because it's not a mitzvah of the ben that the father is responsible to Mekayim, but it's the father's own growth, that he should grow in Emunah, that he should grow in his belief of Yetzias Mitzrayim. How does he grow? When you teach it and you say it, it becomes more real to you. Let me just be Messiah with one story which I read, to give you an idea exactly about the Emunah and the way the Gedolei Yisrael. I saw a nice story. They sent out a sefer from the Mir Yeshiva. There was a yid, most of us heard, Rav Avram Kamenovich, Zichrono Livracha. And he was an Oskin before the war. And he went to a town, Ravna. Ravna is a town, Russian Poland, I don't know at the time where it was, my mother's Lazayinism, comes from the town of Ravna. And he went there to speak to the storekeepers, that the storekeepers should close their shops before Shabbos. And he was very successful. He's a dynamic person. And he would go and speak and darshan. He was very successful. And then he brought Shmir Shabbos to Ravna to a new level. A later time, he found himself in Radin, in the Chofetz Chaim's town. He had to go there. He was an Oskin. He went between the Gedolei Yisrael. And he sees the Chofetz Chaim, when he comes into the room, pounding on the window, Ribbono Shel Olam, two neshamas, why are you taking away two neshamas? He just stands there. The Rebbetzin goes over to him. Someone came in and said that his wife is in labor. She's b'sakana. The child is b'sakana. Chofetz Chaim saw Rav Avram Kalmanovich there. He goes over to him and he says, Rav Avram, remember in Ravna you were there? He says, yeah. You have a tremendous chus of Shmir Shabbos. One of the chatoyim that Noshimar Mesa Chas Hashem B'Shas Leidis Chilu Shabbos. Give over your chus to this woman. Give over your schos to this woman. Are you mukhan? Rabbi Avram Kalmanovich reported, he says, yes, Rabbi, I'm mukhan. He gave it over to her. Chofetz Chaim said, yashkoich. He says, thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Gendik. A week or two later, he was in Vilna. He comes across Rabbi Chaim Meiser, and he tells Rabbi Chaim Meiser this maisa. Rabbi Chaim Meiser says, the altichke, which means the Chofetz Chaim, an endearing term referring to Chofetz Chaim, he's so different than us. His emunah and his belief in Ribbono Shel Olam. He didn't seek bigger doctors. He didn't even check up how the woman is. He was so confident. You give over your Shmira Shabbos, this person is going to live. He says, we're just not on that level. This is Rav Chaim Meiser telling Rav Kalmanovich. And in no way, someone comes over to me, you have to go to doctor. Advice, we've got to do everything. But at the same time, you know, if someone's calling the shots, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what you see, the Chofetz Chaim was a madrega, he saw everything clear, you know, he knew exactly what's the cause and what's the effect and what's happening. But when it comes to Pesach, a person has to mitalmida yaisa makulam. When Pesach passes, if we don't strengthen ourselves in emunah, if we don't strengthen ourselves in belief, then we're not makayim the purpose of Pesach, of yigadatu labincha mitalmida yaisa makulam. Very good.